Michael, Derry back in action again this weekend as the games come thick and fast now after the break. I remember talking to you at the start of the season and I was asking what were your hopes and what did you make of this Derry squad for the coming season. And I remember you telling me, asked me after three games.
Three expected ones, in fairness. Now, everybody's saying Derry will bounce straight back up again. Now, the Antrim game was a real grind, Tom. It was won by a last-minute point and a last-minute block, and Derry could very, very easily have slipped out of that. They shook off London eventually, likewise Waterford. The concern would be they've conceded a goal in each of the games, and in the London game and the Antrim game, it was just switching off, you know, losing possession, being pushed up the pitch and leaking a goal. And leaking goals has been Derry's problem for the last 5, 6, 7 years. That has probably been the reason why Derry have slipped down the divisions. So that would be a concern. Wicklow's Chris O'Brien scored 1-2 against Limerick the last day. I'm sure Kieran McCaig will be briefed to pick him up, you know, on Sunday. So that would be a concern for me, that they've leaked a goal in every game, and I'm sure the management team will be very keen to address that. The other thing of note for me at this stage was tomorrow there's only one forward listed on the bench, Ryan Bell, who hasn't played since the Fermanagh McKenna Cup game. You know, Endolin picked up a hamstring injury towards the end of the London game. Came on as a sub against Waterford, and he's not listed this weekend. A huge loss. But they've brought in Shane McGuigan this season and Niall Toner, who have played together in the St Mary's run to the Sigerson final. And they're probably going to carry a lot of the brunt this weekend in the scoring stakes. But the worry would be that, you know, there seems to be a lack of forwards around at the moment, through one reason or another. Jack Doherty is also injured this weekend. But I see this weekend as the moving week in this division. You know, unbeaten Leitrim are playing Limerick, and Derry are playing Wicklow, who, you know, that's the top four teams against each other. I see this as the vital game in Derry's division.
Yeah.
Because Derry's going to have to go to Limerick, and they're going to have to play Leitrim. And if they weren't picking up 2 points against Wicklow, it leaves it a real, real dogfight for the rest of the season. But I expect Derry to beat Wicklow. You know, don't get me wrong, they are favourites to come out of this division, but leaking a goal per game and, you know, just injuries that are starting to creep in just would worry me a wee bit at this stage.
And the team for tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I'm just looking out here in front of me, and Ryan Dugan is named in the team at full forward. He would have played in the McKenna Cup, and he hasn't played since. I see him playing possibly at left half back, with Chrissy McCaig and Eamon McGill sort of operating as sweepers towards the back. Eamon has played sweeper in the last couple of games. Chrissy McCaig, by his nature, plays back. He's an organiser, so I see that happening, with a midfield duo of Emmett Bradley and Kieran McFall on their home turf in Glen. Two players that have been exceptional for Derry so far this season, and probably, you know, they were the driving force in the first couple of games. In the second game, you had Shane McGuigan picking up man of the match, Paul McNeil getting on the end of a move for the clinching goal. So that's the way they seem to line up. So I can see Toner and McGuigan up front, with Christopher Bradley and Padraig Cassidy sort of as link players. But it's at the back where, to be fair, Derry have tightened it up a lot. The quality of the opposition wouldn't be as strong as previous years, but I would say high up on the priority list this weekend will be keeping a clean sheet. And if they do, I expect Derry to win. But, you know, that's the, I know it sounds repetitive, but that's the lingering cloud at the moment, and I'm sure Damien and his management team will be thinking the same, that, you know, they have to start keeping clean sheets.